Weather Bureau this morning. You're on ABC Ballarat, ABC Southwest Victoria. Look, a while ago now, here on ABC Southwest Victoria Breakfasts, we covered a story about a project called She Shaka, which is a Melbourne University project that collaborated with Brophy, and it was all about breaking down barriers for women in surfing. And it's culminating in an exhibition, which I think is opening this evening. It also happens that there were several local women involved in this particular project, including Chrissy Duncan, who is with us this morning, passionate surfer. Chrissy, good morning to you.
Morning. Thanks for having me.
So just remind us, I guess, why this project happened and what it was about, what it was aiming to achieve or looking at.
Yeah, so it was quite random, really. I think some local researchers, some clever women from Melbourne University reached out, and they were looking for groups of women all along the surf coast to take part in a study. So, yeah, they were looking to get a group of women together from Warrnambool.
All right. And to uncover or to learn about what sorts of things particularly?
Well, they wanted to get us together and to take part in what's called a photo voice study.
Right.
So what it involved was us coming together over 6 sessions, and they wanted to talk to us about our experience of being women and being surfers and looking into sort of gender issues and barriers that we might have come across and all the good things as well.
Yeah.
And then after the 6 weeks, or during the 6 weeks, the themes and things that popped up for us, we had to then go and take photographs that represented these themes.
Right, okay. And how hard was that? Like, was it pretty easy, pretty obvious?
I feel like at the start, you know, we were discussing themes and our experiences and the joys that we get from surfing and all the benefits, but it didn't take long, I suppose, for some issues and barriers and some, you know, some trickier subjects to pop up.
Yeah. So when we talk about the photos, I mean, we'll talk about some of those themes in a moment, but tell us about your photos. What did you end up taking photos of?
Okay. So I took a picture of me body surfing, and you can see my big hands catching a wave. Mm. It was a close-up picture. And for me, that picture represented my big hands, which is a thing that I think of when I was growing up. I always had really big hands, and I used to laugh about my man hands. And
right.
it was like, oh, you know, these aren't very attractive, or these aren't traditionally, you know, women should have dainty hands. And
okay.
Why are these, you know, these big hands? And I used to laugh because I never used to get rings to fit and things. But then when I'm surfing, when I'm paddling for waves, big hands come handy.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, they're like big paddles, Jeremy.
Right.
So that was like an example. It was, yeah, a bit of a fun.
So that was a good thing.
That was one of my pictures, yeah. Yeah.
Nevertheless, there were some more serious themes that emerged.
Yeah, absolutely.
Just maybe,
but you know that.
Just for the record, your hands don't look that big to me.
They're not huge. But I think, like, you know, like there were more serious themes coming from that about appearance anxiety and low body confidence, which is a problem in our society, and it's, you know, social media and like the hypersexualization of the surf industry. So that actually there is more serious themes that come from that picture.
Yeah, right. Yeah. And look, some of those themes, I guess, sort of reach back to what the history of surfing and how we've thought about surfing in the past.
Yeah.
And how it's been approached differently or thought of differently by men and women, because it's been quite divided, hasn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. And I feel that you know, it's definitely times are changing, but, you know, even the major surf brands, if you look at their advertising campaigns, and you'll see the men catching big barrels or doing these wild jumps, advertising boardies, and maybe you can't even see the boardies. And then you'll have the women's clothing range will have, you know, a woman lying on a beach with a G-string on, you know,
right.
and maybe not even a surfboard there. And you think that sort of the message from that kind of devalues women in sport. It creates low body confidence, appearance anxiety, and you know there's a thing called accumulation theory, whereas that it's a theory that when an audience gets the same message over and over again, it kind of shapes the beliefs and attitudes towards the subject. So women will think, you know, oh, the dads will surf and the dads surf and the moms sit on the beach, or men are active and women are passive, and these messages are really quite damaging in our society.
Yeah. I might be remembering this wrongly, but I think, is it Puberty Blues, where it's all about the girls going to watch the guys surfing, I think?
Yes.
I might have got that slightly wrong. Maybe it was a different text,
yeah.
But I mean, do we still see that? Do you still, like, when you go to the beach, do you think people still have those attitudes?
Well, I'm not talking for everyone. I feel I've had some really positive experiences in the Warrnambool surf community, and definitely they maybe are, you know, I'm not talking for everyone, but they definitely do still exist. Yeah. And I feel that just in Warrnambool, women are just so underrepresented in surfing. So you don't see many women surfing.
Yeah.
And especially at the more advanced levels, in the bigger breaks, like, you know, sometimes I'll check the surf and I'll see 20 men there and I won't see any women. And for me, that's a barrier in my own head for paddling out.
Although, I mean, have people had issues when they've perhaps ventured into those sorts of situations? Has it been a problem for female surfers?
Well, yeah, I think that especially the once you get past the whitewash, which is where a lot of people learn to surf, there are issues. There are stories that pop up where, and it's, for all the hundreds of positive stories where it's been amazing interactions, it's the ones where you have gotten someone's way and someone shouted and sworn at you or it hasn't been friendly. They're the ones that kind of do stick, unfortunately. Yeah.
Yeah. What about for women who might just be wanting to try it as well? I mean, is it hard to...
Yeah.
How hard is it to go and get yourself kitted out and sort of learn and, I don't know, all those sort of things?
So it is really difficult. Because there's a bit of, do you know what a kook is? Have you heard of the word kook?
No.
It's a derogatory term for someone who's learning to surf. It's a word that's used. It's a slang word. And there's a bit of kook shaming that goes on. So there's this sort of tendency maybe in surf culture to not be very kind to the kooks.
Yeah, right.
Kook shaming. So, it is intimidating, but there's a lot of things to learn in surfing. You know, how do you choose a board? How do you choose a wetsuit? How do you know when the wind's right? How do you know where to go? How do you know how to strap a surfboard to your roof with soft racks? There's lots of different aspects to learn. But a cool thing is Port Fairy Surf School. There's a young guy taking that over, and his partner, she's a surfer, and they've been running these epic women's programs, which are six-week programs, and they're come to learn to surf. But not only just, we don't want to just push you into whitewash and clap.
Mm.
We want to do a quick session before every lesson about this is how you buy a wetsuit, this is how you wax a board. It's giving you all the knowledge that you need, like a toolkit to start surfing, I suppose.
Yeah, right. So there are ways into it then that do make it more approachable for women today and so on.
Yeah.
So back to the exhibition that's launching tonight then. What's actually happening there?
So the Slab Lab is a new surf shop which has been opened up by a local female surfer. She's a mum and a surfer, and she's just had a crack and she's opened this cool surf shop. So at 6 o'clock there'll be some snacks and some drinks and everyone's pictures will be up, so it'll be a really informal fun night. So I'd love for people to come down and support and have a look at the pictures and
fantastic. And is it going to be up for a while?
I think so.
So if you can't get there tonight, you'll have a chance to drop in and see it at a bit further down the track. And look, as far as the sort of research project goes as well, is that all wrapped up or is that still continuing?
Yeah, that's all wrapped up. So they were initially going to do pockets of groups of surf women who surf from all along the surf coast, but I think, you know, the Warrnambool group were so good they didn't really need to do that in the end.
It started and stopped here.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Chrissy, thanks for that. I hope the launch tonight is fantastic. And people will drop in and have a look at the Slab Lab as well to see some of those photos and see your big hands as well.
Yeah.
Thanks again. Talk to you soon.
Thank you.
Chrissy Duncan there, who was one of the participants.